Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the battle never ends.
Hey, sweet and sassy knitters. Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babbling never ends. And fortunately for you, this couldn't be more true today. This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns and fiber, handmade needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. And by One Planet Yarn and Fiber, a unique global marketplace featuring fantastic yarn, fibers, spindles, and patterns created by talented fiber artisans. Check out this website at www.oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. Today's episode is called Sweet. This is my son Tim's favorite word to use when something is super and happens just the way he likes it. That's how I feel about tonight's podcast. This first podcast will probably be pretty lame, and you may laugh at times and be bored to tears at others. But hey, that's okay. It's only 20 minutes of your life, right? I'm excited about talking to all of you about my experiences with knitting, spinning, and yarn, and revealing my strange and possibly hilarious quirks and my view on life as a knitter. Let me quickly tell you a little about myself. I'm a 33-year-old mom of a 3-year-old and a 13-year-old boy, Ben and Tim, both of whom are adorable, sweet, and funny. I'm married to Ian, a very talented software engineer, aka computer geek, who keeps me going by making me laugh daily. He's also very handy to have around to help me with computer problems. I've been knitting for about 4 years and spinning for one. I knit about every single day and spin at least once a week. I think I can qualify as an advanced intermediate knitter. Last year, I think I finished 100 knitted projects. Holy crap, you say. Well, I get a lot of flack from some of my knitting friends for that one. I think Laura said, "Geez, Gina, save something for the rest of us to finish." Yeah, this year, I think I'm only up to 40. Shame on me. I will now shamelessly plug my own shop, which has only one lonely item at the moment. I usually sell hand-painted and hand-spun yarns. You can check out the sold items for an idea of what I've had previously. Visit sleepyeyes.etsy.com. Buy something, okay? Great. Okay, now to a song while I rest my throat and take some deep yoga breaths to calm my quickly beating heart. was Sweetest Thing by Durango. Are you ready for more? Boy, you are brave.
My week and project.
My current week in projects is pretty much also under the heading of friggin' knitting, so all I will say about this is ooh and ugh. I'm also trying to finish up my grandmother's second sock so I can get the pair to her for Christmas. Got the yarn on an online Etsy store. I think it was Maine Kids. The yarn is very squishy soft. Superwash merino, of course. And the colors are amazing. It's the Winter Scene colorway. Huge skein for the price, and I'm really happy with it. I decided to try out Fiber Trends. Don't you love that company? Their railroad rib sock pattern, and I really like it. The only thing is, I would probably use a solid color instead of a variegated color next time. It's a little hard to see the pattern with this yarn. But I think my grandma will really enjoy these socks this winter when it's freezing cold and her toes are icicles. We won't mention the approximately 10 unfinished projects I have going on as well. That's a whole nother show.
Wow.
Wow.
New stuff.
Wow.
New stuff.
My wow for this week is Spunky Eclectic, an online store featuring not only a huge selection of gorgeous fibers, but amazing hand-painted yarns as well. Oh, the rainbow colors and droolifying rainbows are unbelievable. The web store is cleverly organized on the homepage with fiber, yarn, equipments, kits, and accessories, which include bags, cases, and notions, and they also sell patterns. There's your choice of hand-painted and almost solid and also natural colors. The spindle and spindle kits would be a great gift for a new spinner. There's also handmade sheet pottery and the hats. You have to check out these hats. My favorite is the Hello Kitty-like hat. It's white with a pink bow on the ear. It is so cute. I think the colorways of both the yarn and the fiber are what I like best about this online store. The Spunky Club is teasing and tempting me. I might just have to give in. I know, I'm a yarn slut. Do you think there should be some special therapy for this? I do. You can check out Spunky Eclectic at www.spunkyhats.com. Also, I want to share a little about a fabulous fiber I got from serenityboutique.etsy.com, one of the sponsors of the show. My friend Heather, the owner of Serenity, hand paints yarn and fiber with such a heavenly touch. The colorways have to be seen to be believed. This week, I bought two colorways of the fiber, one in a cool variegated blue and another in a rich red, deep orange, and brilliant yellow called a bonfire. They're both BFL, which is Blue Face Lester, a very soft and fluffy wool fiber. I've spun up about half of the fiber and plan to do a 3-ply Navajo to make a DK weight yarn. It's one of the most beautiful yarns I've spun so far, and all due to this super stuff. I also bought a skein of her sock option sock yarn in the Blue Hawaii colorway, and God, is it sensational. Blues and purples everywhere. Check out the pics on my blog of all the yarns and fibers. Please support this lovely sponsor by visiting her online store at serenityboutique.etsy.com. You will fall in love with anything you buy, I promise. Want to hear some music?
Beth Davis' weakness came from nothing. Just breathing, silent steps and cold. I thought times may get harder, but this weakness I will hold. 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 I will hold.
Thank you.
and cold. I thought times make it hard, but this weakness I will hold, I will hold.
That was Zero Bay with Sweetness from Nothing. Ready for a yarngasm?
Yarngasm.
My yarngasm for this week is Black Pearl's 100% Cashmere DK yarn. I had the pleasure of knitting with this yarn, not just once, but twice, haha, in both the Jasmine Pearl and Blue Topaz colorways for my newly designed sock pattern, Haiku Flower Socks. This yarn screams for a cleavage hug, and with my cleavage, that's a big hug. The yarn is so incredibly soft that it's impossible not to be happy while knitting with it. Knit, snuggle, knit, cuddle, coo. It comes in a nice size skein, 200 delectable yards. I was able to knit a complete pair of socks. I've got about a size 8 foot with only one skein. The colorways are beautiful. They remind me of evenings in the Orient. Not that I've actually been there. With soft coffee colors, blossom pinks, relaxing blues, cool greens, deep reds, and misty grays. With names like Chai Tea, Cherry Blossom, Red Dragon, and Singapore Smoke, you can imagine yourself knitting, and perhaps meditating, in some exotic Chinese courtyard surrounded by beauty. It's kind of like taking a Calgon break, don't you think? You can find Black Pearl Yarns at yarnbotanica.etsy.com, home of the Angel Soft hand-painted Yarn Botanica yarns, and later on at a new website, One Planet Yarn and Fiber.
Oh crap, friggin' knitting.
My friggin' knitting for this week is the current project I'm working on, the Totem Felted Bag from the newest issue of Knitters Magazine. I love the way this bag looks like a patchwork star quilt. I also love handmade quilts and will gladly accept one as a gift if someone out there in Podland has an extra one lying around they want to share with me. Ha ha ha. I didn't really fall in love with the colors they showed for the sample. Tan just does not thrill me. So I decided to copy the colors from my Vera Bradley bag instead. Light pink, bright pink, and burgundy. To all of you who know me, this is not a surprise. And aside here, does anyone else's husband despise Vera Bradley bags? Because Ian brought home a great hobo bag for me for Christmas last year in Piccadilly Plum. Well, only because I begged him. But he said he thought it was really ugly. I'm like, huh? How can this fantastic bag be ugly? The great colors, the soft cotton fabric, the super interior pockets, and the truly high quality construction. The millions of matching accessories. What else can you ask for in a handbag? Has anyone else had this experience? Because if you have, please let me know. Because our husbands might be twins or something. So anyway, back to the felted bag. Using different colors of the patent merino yarn is making a huge difference. I really like it. It's actually fun to knit with all the turning and picking up stitches and such. So now you're asking yourself, why is this project causing you to friggin' knit? Well, it's the damn garter stitch, that's why. I mean, when I first started knitting, I looked for anything with garter stitch. I loved it. It's so easy, no thinking at all involved, and it looks kind of cool sometimes. Nowadays, I go out of my way to use patterns with as little garter stitch as possible. Well, except for this time. I guess that was my problem. Miles and miles and hours of garter stitch later, turning my mind to mush. Literal mush. My teenager asks me, "Where's my shoes?" And I say, "They're in the refrigerator." "Huh?" He looks at me strangely and then laughs. Then my little one laughs. At least it's funny. To them. I'm now finishing up the first panel. Only one more identical panel to go, and then the gusset. 408 more rows of garter stitch. Did you hear me right? Yes, you did. Am I supposed to keep track of these with my row counter? It only goes up to 99. How the hell am I going to go up to 408? Yeah, that's right. Friggin' knitting. At the end of the gusset instructions, it says, "Place stitches on hold." Now, if that were my pattern, I'd write, "Put insanity on hold. Take a nice long bath. Eat 2 large chocolates and take a 30-minute nap. Resume knitting." If you have a friggin' knitting project that you would like to share, email me at gina@yogagardennh.com and we'll see what we can do to help you. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit my website at www.yogagardennh.com. If you're interested in a hard copy of any one of my podcasts, send me an email and I can get one out to you. Please email me at gina@yogagardennh.com. I would love to hear from you. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. It's now the end of the podcast. Wow, that went by fast. Hope you aren't totally traumatized by my babbling, and I hope you'll tune in again. I'd love to hear some new ideas and comments, and maybe see a cyber hug or two. Thanks to my husband Ian for all the work he did to help me get this first podcast on the air, for his patience, and for his great big brain. Thanks also to my son Tim, who watched Ben so I could get the audio recorded, and for Ben, who was such a good boy and used the potty all week. I'm so lucky. I will leave you with the sage advice of my 3-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys. See you next time.
That's the end.